Well, Christian, Fleet Express, a recent arrival at your stable, one for your first up, but he was so impressive on Sunday night.
Yeah, he was very impressive. We didn't go into the race expecting to win. We just thought the favourite would probably get to the front or sort of have a leisurely pace in front and sort of run home real quick, and we probably struggled to get into it. But as it worked out, the race panned out to our favour, to our advantage, and he finished it off very strongly.
He's a horse that's so well revered in Tasmania. He's a 10-year-old now, but he just seems to be thriving on racing.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is. It's we're a little bit apprehensive to take him on to start with because of the reputation he's got. But nothing's a problem for him. It did take him a little bit of time to settle into home, as we've only had him for probably about 6 or 8 weeks. He's fitted into the way we do things, and he's really enjoying what he's doing.
Well, maybe the change of environment, often the change of training regime and so forth, can reinvigorate horses.
Yeah, and I think that may be what it is. Like he does the herd thing out in the paddock with about 5 or 6 other horses, and he's just one of the mob out there, and he really enjoys it. So maybe a little bit of a change is as good as a holiday, as they say.
If he holds his form, will you go to a race like the Tasmania Cup?
We'll certainly look at it. We're just going to look at races, race by race. We don't want to throw him in the deep end, and we don't want to race him too often, and we don't want to have to put him in discretionary where he's going to get handicapped out of him so much. So we're just going to try and play for you, and then we'll certainly look at that race. But it's not as if it's an absolute certainty or anything like that. But certainly any feature mobiles, he would definitely be going in. But that's one of those 50-50 ones at the moment, but we'll certainly be looking at it.
Well, you've acquired Fleet Express, but you also acquired his 2-year-old half-brother by Better's Delight, and he might have a future as well.
Yeah, he'd come to us. He hadn't done a hell of a lot, but he's starting to shape up nicely. Bit of luck, we might get into the trials in the next week or fortnight or so. He's shown that he's certainly going to make the grade. Don't know if he's going to make it this time in. We might just have to put him back to the paddock for a month or so, but he certainly is and seems like quite a nice young horse.
We saw Vinokourov return to racing with a brilliant win in Hobart. We haven't sighted him since. What's the process with Vinokourov?
Basically, he's had an ongoing problem with the deep flexor tendon, and it's just a management thing and trying to place his races and trying to ensure that he doesn't go sore on us. And he's basically week-to-week case he is, but when he is right, he's quite a nice horse. So he's another one where we just got to find the right race for him, make sure that he's not feeling his legs too much because he's such a big horse, and go from there. So we're not really expecting great things from him. We're just happy to get into the races and get him to be competitive again.
When can we expect to see him back at the races?
Probably in Hobart in a fortnight's time.
All right. Well, all the best with Vinokourov, but certainly with Fleet Express. He's an absolute marvel, and it's great to see him undefeated in your stable from 2 starts, and let's hope he can get the hat-trick next time he steps out.
It would be great to see. Thank you.